that's basically where we're getting to. Johnny Cab from fucking Total Recall. Hi, welcome to Johnny Cab. Where can I take you today? I know we're going to have one of those. Dial one up on your phone, and the car shows
you yeah.
where you need to go, and the car drives for you, and then they show you that the car has an AI, and Rob Corddry, who plays a complete dickhead in the movie, walks up to the car and kicks it and just starts bad-mouthing it and being an asshole to it, and you see the car, like, zoom in, take a picture of him, get his data, run it through a database, and then you see it send a call into the headquarters, request permission to terminate, and then it just waits. And then, like, you just see it come in, permission granted, and then the car just tracks him down through the city.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Eventually, it catches him, and it fucks with him so bad, he apologizes, and he's like, I'm so sorry, and the car, like, forgives him, and then drives away.
Wow. That reminds me, Christy gave me this book, So You Want to Be a Wizard, which is, like, pre-YAYA, and there's, like...
Huh?
What's pre-YAYA?
Like, YA is...
Oh, young adult.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, there's like cars that have sentience.
Oh.
I'm sure there's a lot of whatever. There's chitty
chitty
bang bang. Sorry.
I'm ready. Chitty chitty bang bang. Sentient cars. Oh, so we loop all the way back to Herbie the Love Bug.
Exactly. That's what I was
Sorry.
Thinking. Not chitty chitty bang bang.
It's gone. Not there.
Okay, Knight Rider.
Yeah.
We've always had sentient vehicles. We've been fucking begging for it for a century. I want my car to talk back. I don't want it to have control, kind of like Kit, but...
You just want it to have talk back?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I think Ditto just...
Do you know what the story of Knight Rider is? Like...
Is that his car right there? I can't remember. Dittos.
They're taking their sweet time.
Right
that is?
I think so.
Hope he fucking fix that bearing. He doesn't be driving up here from Ankrum on a goddamn shitty bearing.
Bearing?
Yeah, bearing.
What's wrong with his bearing?
It's shot. It's ready to seize on him. Because he said it 100 times in the chat.
Oh.
He drove?
Yeah.
I thought he said it was in the shop. Or it was supposed to be in the shop.
Correct. You are correct, sir. Hence our confusion. Like, you better have driven here safely, bud. We want you on the show. I need people to, like, take up the slack from my brain, but I don't want you to die getting here or ruin your vehicle.
Not worth it.
Nope. And I'm good. I can fix a bearing. Like, I can fix both kinds of bearings. The easy and the shitty kind.
Do you know how to repack a bearing?
Yeah.
Pack
the bearing.
With new balls.
You, the bearing's good, yeah. The bearing's good, you just restuff it.
Kind of where my brain is right now, Cody.
In your endo?
Ball jokes.
You ever see, truck bearings? For, like, tractor trailers?
No.
Like,
I've seen some pretty large bearings.
On a car, the bearings are sealed.
Yeah, they're
right?
They got two seals on them.
Yeah. On the trucks, they're sealed, but there's an access port because they regularly just inject them with fucking grease.
You need a grease circuit in that motherfucker. Yeah. It's just burning. Yeah, Tom is here.
All right, Tom is here, so he gets his own chair. And Molly gets a microphone. All right. I like having girls on the show. Female voices are good. We
They're
like diversity.
Okay. They're okay.
I totally like chicks. Chicks are cool.
You know, sometimes they're cool.
You know, when they're not like fucking nagging you. Fucking women.
Hi, Tom.
Tommy, did you get here safely? How'd you? Where's the bearing? What's up? You in the Catmobile? How did you get here? That vehicle, is it safe?
Dittos.
Okay.
Ah.
All I want to know, bud. Excrement.
You want some chocolate pudding?
Oh, yeah.
What's
in there? You said the magic word.
In the fridge, there's like a clear container that looks like refried beans, but it's chocolate pudding.
Cody, what? If I start to pass out halfway through the show,
uh-huh.
Get the fuck out, because they're fucking feeding that pudding to everyone, and I'm worried. No, if people comes in, it's like, you want some pudding?
I mean,
it's not entirely weird,
pudding.
But it's not entirely normal. So there's that little, what's in the pudding?
Have some
How
pudding.
How old's the pudding?
Have some pudding.
Yeah. I ate it yesterday, but it's so good. I'm just like,
have some pudding.
Ooh.
Serious, it's not roofie.
It's not roofie yet.
But is it quaaluded?
Ah!
Oh!
Gotcha. All right, well, then I'm down. Give me more.
Why?
That's in the butt, though.
Wait, what?
Poppers. Quaaludes in the butt.
Quaaludes.
Quaaludes you eat, right?
No, some scumbag I used to know, he told me stories about how he would give girls quaaludes in their drinks and whatnot. Oh, yeah.
Well, you can put almost...
If
you
can
put anything, you
can put
alcohol in your
butt.
Butt.
Well, that's different. You're talking about amyl nitrate, and that's poppers.
But
yeah, that's right.
And
but
that is inhaled, and that's while you're in the butt.
Well, you can put...
Thank you for clearing that up for us.
Okay. Or in your orifice of choice.
Why do you know that?
In the butt.
Why wouldn't he know that, you know?
I don't know that.
Now you do.
Oh, like back in the day, you could go to porn shops and get... video cassette tape head cleaner. And you go,
uh-huh.
Why the fuck can I buy head cleaner in here? And then they go, for the same reason you can buy whipped cream chargers. Oh.
Oh, whipped cream
I can
chargers.
Get high. It's a chemical that I can get high off
of.
Thank you for telling me that. Because, you know.
Interesting.
That's like, right. And that's like just the sex shop in Kingston. So it's regular, run of the mill, cheap fucking place.
Hmm.
Like, they used to have a big Monica Lewinsky blow-up doll in there. Next to the blow-up sheep. Yeah, classy. But what do you want from a place that sells like a 7-foot dong? I mean...
I want a 7-foot dong.
Are you, okay, granted.
There's some
something to threaten the Jehovah's with?
Chocolate pudding was like the mainstay when I was a kid.
Cookies?
Good, isn't it?
Would you like some biscuits to go with it, sir?
Pass out during the show?
I'm not gonna.
Carbs?
Sugar rush, and then crash.
I'm alright. That's gonna keep me.
Isn't that a zero? Isn't that zero sugar?
Yes, but is that. Does it have.
Yeah, it's a zero, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's got taurine.
Yeah.
And she fed me pudding.
Okay.
So there's your sugar.
You're just gonna burn it out.
Yeesh, a real food.
I had a hamburger before I came
over.
And this morning I had pasta and meat sauce.
One of your fucking half-pound hamburgers?
Whoa.
Actually, it was a little more than that because I made the hamburger and then I had a little extra meat left over.
God.
And it was, I like just a plain hamburger that's cooked well with absolutely nothing on it. I was eating like it's not beef. So, a little more than that. So.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to be hungry.
Yeah, definitely not after.
I got all that protein, and I've been eating less and less, so I'm getting just used to eating less food. Apparently, once you do that to yourself, your body just stops processing as many calories, and you can go get real fat just by going back to normal.
Oh, yeah, that's why diets don't work.
Yeah.
In the long run,
diets make you fatter.
Cool.
Stream seems to be hanging on. I'm gonna check it in
No, it's ready? Not fucked up because you're just trying. You're trying to fix a symptom and not the actual problem.
No, it's fucked up because, like, women are fed the lie that it'll work and they're made to hate themselves and then control themselves and then it works against them anyways. And
I know some guys that are just as worried about their own bodies and
I do too.
It fucks you up. It's really not does. Something that you should have to go through if you're especially when you experience it as a teenager.
So
your
what
development
they really need to
ruins.
Do is learn how to manipulate their baseline metabolic rate so that it goes down and up as they want.
And you can.
I have no fucking idea.
Oh, okay.
Oh, your metabolic rate is affected by all sorts of things.
Yeah,
like your sleep, the food that you do eat. Seriously, controls it.
I just read that flaxseed does it because Brian and I are gonna start taking it for other reasons, like
regularity.
I need hormone regularity and poop regularity.
Mm-hmm. Now that's what the whole flaxseed is for. Flaxseed
yeah,
whole comes out.
It.
Ground up flaxseed comes out. Will be actually be processed by your system. And the less you grind it, the more of it's going to come out the way it went in.
Right, exactly. Which
so,
is not what you want, right? Don't you?
That
want
is what
it
you
from?
Want. You want it to just basically
just
grind through your system and clean stuff out.
Oh, you want to poop it
well,
whole.
I guess unless you,
do you?
Unless you want the oils to be processed.
I think
too.
You can
yeah,
break it
oils.
Up too, and the husks will actually.
No, you want the boils to be left in the intestinal tract to be the laxative action, sort of.
I guess you could do a
know.
Loose grind so that you have both.
Yeah.
You guys let us
crack
know.
It. If I had,
I'm just telling you from academics, not experience.
I see.
If I had two separate problems, like bowel regularity and endocrine irregularities,
yeah.
I would address them separately. So I'd do the flaxseed oil or finely ground stuff, and I would address the bowel stuff with just raw psyllium husk.
Okay.
And I've used raw psyllium husk. It works really, really
it
well.
It does work really well. You got to be careful.
It's pre-metamucil.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. It's not powdered stuff like metamucil.
Metamucil tastes so gross.
Psyllium husk, whole, doesn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't taste like anything.
Great.
You just got to down it really fast.
Yeah.
Before it gets all gross.
Clumpy. My dad used flaxseed to lower his cholesterol, and it worked. And my mom used it to get through menopause.
Calling
and it
planet
worked,
Mirth.
So
calling
seriously.
Planet Mirth.
It's like the only hippie
over.
Thing that they've ever done in
yeah.
their lives.
I take about 30 seconds between putting the water into the psyllium husk, you know, cup, and getting it down.
Like an Irish car bomb.
Pretty much. I just chug it.
Yeah.
I chug it.
The middle-aged Irish car bomb.
Yeah.
I do that too, and I learned those techniques from getting the drugs in me without having to taste them.
Oh,
Lisa! Oh, all the designer drugs, like get the alpha methyltryptamine, but we only have it in powder form, and I ran out of capsules. Well, we're gonna eyeball it tonight, so everybody, buckle up, parachute, wrap it in a piece of fucking tissue paper or paper towel. So we would make our own capsules out of paper towel. Or
never heard of parachutes?
No.
So that way I didn't have to taste all the nasty chemicals. Just wrap it up, swallow it real quick.
Doesn't always work. Sometimes your parachute opens early, right?
Not for me because I was careful. And I could swallow like pills whole, so it's I can do it. But yeah, sometimes it rips open and then it's like, I taste nothing, but like, you ever have like, you ever taste pure caffeine? Or like, rip open an aspirin or something like that? It's all like a chemical date, that's what you get.
What kind of drugs?
Alpha methyltryptamine, dimethyltryptamine, whatever we could order from Sweden.
Is that the second one, the cough drop, cough syrup?
No, that's dextromethorphan hydrobromide.
That's what I use.
That's what you get in
Robitussin.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did DXM. What is that? That's
same thing. Important.
Oh yeah, I did that guy.
That's it.
But I don't remember how.
Were
you? I did it.
I was gonna say, did you actually have like a DXM pill, or did you just?
But
girl, I was taking DXM. I don't remember.
Yeah, butt chug. Did you butt chug it?
I butt chugged it.
It's really.
It's not gay.
It's not gay.
Zero. It was 0% gay, Your Honor. All my frat brothers said so.
Oh my God. I have friends that actually say things like, "Hey, that's cute. No homo." And I'm like, the gayest thing you could have said was no homo. You just express yourself and just don't have fear
that,
of being judged. Then you're being a man.
That's true.
And I'm like, so if you're fucking your friend in the ass and you go no homo, does that count? Does that just absolve you? Because
no, that's how the old joke goes. No, no kissing. Like, you know, I'm not some kind of...
It's no kissing.
That's like a meme that I don't know if is real. Like, man kills friend for not... Because he wouldn't say no homo after gay sex.
That sounds like a really bad Onion article.
Say no homo. You gotta put it on... Like, what the hell's going on inside your brain?
Seriously.
Aliens will descend from the sky and put the likes of you in a zoo. For their entertainment. For my entertainment. Fuck it.
Regularity.
Oh, yeah. Dried fruits.
Hey, all right.
Prunes.
I'm pushing.
Oatmeal is great for you. Oatmeal is one of those magic foods that gives you that you can eat as much as you want of, and it does no harm to you, and it's
nice.
Good.
I do love oatmeal.
Add it to your beef. Ground beef will absorb oatmeal.
Oh, yeah. I've done that for meatballs once when I didn't have...
Bread. Yeah. I put it in my tacos, I put it in my meat sauce, I put it in my meatloaf.
Oh.
My meatloaf gets loaded up with things like spinach and oatmeal and stuff like that.
Oh,
nice.
Oh,
that's
corn flakes are good, too, because then it's like...
Ooh, hell yeah. What did I do? 13-minute warning. Am I correct here? Is this
Yeah,
right?
You're about 13. We're 13 to the top of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Where's my item... How do I just forget how to use this audio thing?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I watched that on the news today. North Korea is supposed... One of these links is North Korea is going to be launching a spy satellite.
They tried.
Yeah, it didn't fucking work. It bombed and fell in the water. They fucking blew it up.
Yeah.
Good for them.
It was recovered.
Mm-hmm. Who recovered it, though?
South Korea. There are pictures
like,
if you want to look at it.
They probably said, hey.
I saw it because
it looks sort of like Sputnik.
Yeah. I watched it. I saw it just before I came over. It was on TVP. What'd you say?
South Korea said, let's look at what this ghetto shit is North Korea is trying to put up in space.
What are they trying to threaten us with? We'll mail it back to them.
Probably not.
No, that's most countries will have like...
They'll mail it back?
Like we mail China's balloon back to them.
In exchange for what?
Nothing. Just here's your property back. After our engineers picked every fucking nanometer of it over. Now you can have it back. They've done that to our shit. We're nice to each other. We're being diplomatic. Here's your things back. After we've reverse engineered it. We dumb. They dumb. We're all trying to fuck each other. But quiet.
No homo.
No homo.
No homo.
I just all of a sudden pictured G and Putin.
Oh yeah.
No homo. And those are two of the people in the world that would be most ashamed and afraid to be called homosexual.
Who's that?
Putin and G.
I don't
They're
know.
Macho extra
I thought Putin with no shirt on the horse was a very butch and not no homo thing. Doesn't everybody?
Nice
doesn't
nipples.
Everybody think that? Everybody thinks that, right?
What's he doing with that horse?
Exactly. Channeling his inner Beyonce.
It's such a small horse.
I gotta look at this. Well, you wanted to look.
Hey. That's where you get the small horse.
Wow.
Putin and horse. I love how the other things that come up are like Putin and China.
I enjoy the Photoshop where it's him from that photo, but on a bear.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh my god.
Like, that's
god.
When he should have done. Like, show me you're a man. Ride the.
Yeah,
like,
for real.
You're Russians. You have pet bears.
Should have rode a bear.
I could have a pet bear if I didn't want fear for making the bear like humans inappropriately.
Like the gayest photo I've ever seen.
Like a dog?
The Putin in the...
Bears coming to my yard because, I don't know, I posted, I'm like, my house must be like a fucking, like a tourist hotspot in the animal kingdom because of all the berries and edible food.
Yeah,
and all
that's what
things are just there. So that's why bears show up. For the bird feeder, for the berries, for the
it is a
fruit.
You know a bird feeder? You know what a bird feeder is called? It's called
it's
a bear
pony.
Feeder.
Yeah.
That's
a
what a
pony
bird feeder
for poop.
That's why my
Stop.
Bird feeder's on a rope because
that would
the
be
tree
a good
now.
Child's book.
So you want to send the bears to your roof, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Has it
they haven't done that yet.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
No.
They'll figure it out like orcas figure out how to flip over boats, man.
Joe will shit his pants and be extremely impressed if a bear falls through his roof.
Yeah, I will totally be like, dude, I ain't even gonna shoot you. Just. Alright.
Alright.
Alright, now get the fuck out before you eat my cat.
I think the bear. No. Bears are reasonable creatures. If you yell at them, they look at you with fear in their eyes and then they do a cartoon skedaddle and run away. Because that's what happens. Like, I've seen bears walk up to my window before and I'm just like. Get the fuck out of here! What are you doing? Get out of here! And then they get afraid. They are afraid of you, and they run away. And I'm like, that's why you should feel a little humor. Because if I could do that, I could also just go, want a Snickers bar? I got me a new friend that comes up to the window every morning. There you go. I'll make the Russians look like pussies, man.
Train bears.
Yeah, I'll just train bears to be like my friends in the yard. Like, hey. But. That bear becomes friendly, that bear kind of starts walking up to like the houses down the road.
And then the DEC disposes of it.
No, because people around where I live just go get nuisance licenses and they put the bears down themselves.
Yeah.
And at least the DEC knows how to execute a creature. People around me don't.
They just execute.
Yeah, and not properly. And no, for that, bear, be afraid of a human. Smartest fucking thing you could learn. Fear us. Run into the woods and go. Be a bear.
Yeah, humans bad.
Free.
Stay away.
Humans bad.
But
fear of humans is throughout the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
I'm trying to overcome it in one creature. I found a fat, plump raccoon in my yard the other day. And he was eating, I thought he was playing in my dirt pile, but he was eating the strawberries, the free strawberries.
Yeah.
Like, this is why I never have strawberries. You fat little turd, he ran up a tree and just looked at me. And I'm like, you chunky ass, I want to wait for you to fall out that tree. So I did my chores and shit and just like went away. And then if he ever comes back, it'll be a little, okay, now you see me. Now we'll hang out. And then,
then you can be like that hot dog guy.
I'm only a couple of years away from hot dog guy.
Yeah.
I don't know hot dog.
Hot dog guy.
God.
He's his old, like, just a quick TikTok video or whatever. This old guy sitting
on
his porch.
He makes 20 to 30 minute videos of him sitting on his porch feeding. Families of 20, 30 raccoons.
Fucking a thing of hot dogs like
Huge
this, bin. A rack of hot dogs. And he just sits there feeding
pounds
them
and pounds
the
of
raccoons,
hot dogs.
And the raccoons are all over him like they're little, like,
give me.
And they're all fat.
Yeah, they're all fat as all.
Yeah, of course.
Because they're eating hot dogs.
Yeah.
They're fat.
Oh, Brad, that's one thing we do have. We have hot dogs, if anybody wants.
Because
we
okay,
eat a lot of raccoon hot dogs.
We just pop out during the show and took a hot dog.
Just a little hot dog break.
Nah, eat that
in.
Shit raw. Be a man.
Does he give him raw dogs?
Yeah.
Cool. No such thing.
No, they're all pre-cooked, right?
Right.
No.
Are feet still clean?
I posted a list of hot dogs and the skills. In
oh yeah, the good, the not bad hot dogs.
Like the good dogs and the bad dogs. There's like. The unprocessed
oh
organic hot dogs
God.
That are like, this is pure beef, uncured. It's gonna wreck your guts the least. Here's Ballpark.
It's
destroy
least
you from the inside.
Oh, you hear what they found out about sucralose.
What's that?
Splenda.
What'd they find out about it?
As you digest it. It shreds your DNA.
What?
Cool.
It breaks your DNA up. Sucralose. Splenda! Yeah. It's
oh
what do they call it? Something.
It's not a very good video quality.
Yeah. It's bad. It's toxic to your DNA.
strands.
That's very fucked up.
Sucralose!
Ah, CDs.
How could something called sucralose acetate or whatever it is be bad for you? I don't understand.
Oh, hi, raccoons. I'm surprised they don't go in his house.
They probably would if you left
them. Oh, genotoxic is the phrase for it.
Right.
Jesus.
Genotoxic. Sucralose.
Okay, so... No, I've been drinking acesulfate.
Aspartame?
What's aspartame. That?
Aspartame?
Oh, that's not good for you either.
That's not good, but it's...
Well, he didn't just tell me aspartame rips my... It cuts DNA's apart.
He's on a diet.
No, that's what's in the coffee flavoring I drink lots and lots of. So it's even more...
Yeah.
It's even more crucial. I'm like, this is a great way for me to get sugar out of my diet.
Yeah.
I started putting flavoring in my coffee. No sugar, just flavoring and a little milk. The flavorings get aspartame and...
Why don't you just do, like...
Aspartame is not so good for your nerve cheese.
That's not one that's
agave or something.
All of them.
Stevia?
Stevia's the one that I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's still processed out, so it's probably going to turn out to be, like...
This is the best
moment.
Well, the raccoon guy?
I guess it depends on
how
it was processed.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's how I want to retire. I just want to do that. Just, yes, hi, guys.
I'm there. They all have to have names.
They said prior literature.
They're so fat.
It just comes out unprocessed.
What's Splenda?
Yeah, or Splenda.
Well, apparently it does something.
Yeah.
And it generates genotoxic.
Phone's off.
What are we? We're coming 3 minutes in, 5 minutes in. Oh yeah. Well, my phone's got to be on because
5 minutes out.
But I got no ring on.
I got 3 minutes out.
Oh, two after the hour.
Yeah.
Shit, you're not gonna work.
How's that?
But you know, with the TRS with the four slots.
Yeah.
I need.
Put the mic on.
Not that. I need standard. This laptop's cool because it's like a media laptop and it has two headphones.
You know what's not cool about that laptop?
What?
Fucking HP. From like the mid to late
Hewlett-Packard.
Okay, is there something particularly bad about that? Or?
Yeah.
What?
The VGA on the NVIDIA chips, the graphics chips.
Yeah.
Tends to break eternally away from the die. And I don't know what at all.
This laptop's been in solid use. Nothing's going to happen to it.
Everything does.
It's tested. It's been beaten up. It's been in my hand. It's been dropped. It's been cast. It's been neglected. The rain. I mean,
the rain.
I do.
The Wright brothers were not very good bicyclists, but they figured out how to beat everyone that was good by lowering their heads, and everyone else was standing on the pedals and getting the full wind resistance, but they lowered their heads. So they were winning the races, and they went to the big race, and they had the bike that they'd won all the races on, and they just put it on the line and started off. They never bothered to test it to see if it was in good shape. And that was the day that lowering their heads didn't matter. The bike did. Well,
yeah, I'm confused. Something's wrong.
Spontaneous demonstration.
I play XC, which means I'm using weird shit, and I don't know if that's what it's supposed to fucking sound like.
Well, we got ministry. That's what we have on our
side. No, I'm just saying the main.
Oh, yeah, okay. You'll hear Big Flapsy come on if you're listening to main.
Program broadcasting from the palatial estates of the Catskill Makers Syndicate, located 65 West Bridge Street. But you know, sometimes, not all the time, we've been closed for a while. just try to bring it all together and be real. How's everybody doing tonight?
Hey, baby.
All right, we have some activity. Cody, how are you to my left? All right,
as we like to say here in the Syndicate of Old Men. aging technology.
Brian, our sound tech, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. I don't know what I'm doing.
And I'm sure everybody can hear it. Tom, how you doing?
I was lost, but now I'm found.
Awesome. He's up here from parts unknown. And also, we have Molly with us tonight. How you doing?
Hey, pretty happy to be here.
All right.
Glad you're here.
Thanks, y'all.
Now, as we traditionally start, does anybody have anything grinding their gears?
Or pressing to discuss?
Yeah.
Well, AI continues to blow my mind. It's just become more...
But is that all it
blows? More and more intriguing. I use it all the time. Cool. For designing telescopes and learning about Shakespeare.
All right, so you're using it to learn about to learn about Shakespeare and design telescopes.
No, well, exactly. I have different interests. You know?
Which models have you been using? Language models.
Oh yeah, which?
Well, Barge would be the one that would be best with Shakespeare, but it isn't.
So. You'd think.
However, it's developing quickly, and Google does not want to be left in the dust. So today they said, try our new graphics AI. I came up on my phone as I was touring Catskill, so I haven't had a chance to do it yet, but I really want to get into the training an AI to visit Saturn. Because Saturn is very well documented. There are like 400,000 Saturn pictures that came back from Cassini, more than 400,000.
Yeah.
And those little lines, and those little rings, and big rings, and moons, and oh man, it's a graphic bonanza for me. So training it, and flying through it, and having it in the infinite zoom mode, I can't wait. Maybe Bart will do it for me. I don't know.
I don't know, man. I think all the open source, large language models are kind of outstripping whatever the big names can put out at whatever speed. They discuss in their own documents, their internal memos, about how fast places like HuggingFace.co are developing machine learning.
That's hugging face, not face hugging.
Did I say face hugging?
No, you said hugging face. I'm just
It is hugging face.
I'm just making it clear we're not doing an aliens reference right here. We're doing an AI reference.
No, it's
the other thing
like
from sci-fi that will
go.
Kill you.
It's like the place to go for open source AI models.
Oh, hugging
and
face.
I've watched a dude on stream just like bring up one of these things with a few Python commands and start interpreting with a small, a relatively minimal speech analysis model, some input from a person he wanted to impersonate, and then wrote some stupid stuff.